Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is worthy on this morning. God bless you all for joining another live segment of Kingdom Voices. Amen. We're so grateful that you decided to log in to Blog Talk Radio this morning and tune in to another dynamic teaching that God has prepared for us to speak to his people. Amen. Amen. My name is Lamont Hill, and on behalf of my wife, Kenyatta Hill, from Hill International Kingdom Ministries, amen, and we just welcome you again to another live segment. Amen. Amen. We're just so excited about what God has been doing with us and the things that he's planning to do for the upcoming year of 2008. Amen. Amen. On today's topic, we're going to be discussing discerning voices and testing spirits, and this is going to be part one. I'm not sure how many exactly we're going to do of this particular series, amen, but I really felt led in my spirit on this morning to really keep it kind of simple, kind of basic for some of you who are listening on today, amen, and we're really going to discuss and we're going to hit on some real key points on this morning. Amen, and we're just going to really, really open up God's word, amen. And we're just excited about what God is doing as far as building the kingdom of God, and we're excited about you too as well. We know that there's a day coming where God's people shall be victorious, amen. Some of you are already beginning to experience a victorious life right now, and we just thank God for you, and we're just believing God to do some mighty things for you. Amen. And I'm just going to open up in prayer this morning. We're going to pray a prayer again out of the book by Apostle John Eckhart called Prayers That Rout Demons. And this particular prayer is called Releasing the Power of the Blood. Amen. We're going to release the power of the blood of Jesus today. Amen. Amen. So while we're praying, if you like, you can go ahead and grab your Bibles. Amen, and we're going to open up the word. Amen, I know some of you are probably at work listening to the message or even in the archives, but you still got time to go ahead and grab your Bible, and we're going to get into the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you on this morning. We magnify your name, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the power of the blood, O God. I cover our minds, Father. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus, O God. I cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus, O God. We overcome the devil through the blood of the Jesus, O God. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace, O God. We are made perfect through the blood of everlasting covenant, O God, in the name of Jesus. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood in the name of Jesus. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Jesus resisted unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. I rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. I break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. Our heart is sprinkled with the blood of Jesus from an evil conscience. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. I command all my accusers and all our listeners' accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. I release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for releasing the power of your blood, O Father, the power of your spirit through your blood, O God. We thank you right now, Father, for sanctifying us through your blood, O God, for protecting us through your blood, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. if it wasn't for the blood, oh God, there would be no remission of sins, oh God. And we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you, oh God. We lift you up on today, oh Father, as the broadcast begins to go forth, Father. Father, I pray right now, Father, that every listener under the sound of my voice, Father, that hears a word from God, Father, that shall bless them, shall keep them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray right now that people are healed and delivered and set free, Father, that they are loose from bondages, oh God, loose from lies, oh God, that have been spoken by the enemy, oh God. Father, we pray right now that it is your blood that covers their mind, Father. It's your blood that covers their thoughts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And I submit myself unto you, Father, as a servant of the Most High God, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, that you may speak through me, Father, as I begin to speak to your people through this blog talk radio, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, I pray right now, God, as the word of God is preached, as the kingdom of God is preached, O God, that signs and wonders shall follow. In Jesus' name we pray, O God, and we thank you right now for moving by your spirit, oh God. We come against all spirits of backlash, retaliation. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Today's topic again, and we're going to be talking about discerning voices and trust. Discerning voices and testing spirits. And this is part one of this series, amen. So I pray that again that you have your Bibles prepared, and we're going to get right into the Word. We got about 48 minutes to really preach this message, amen. I really feel that in my spirit to again, as just like yesterday's program, amen, a spirit of prophecy came over me to really speak a word of the Lord to a few of our listeners on yesterday. Amen, I feel a word of knowledge really, 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 really working in my spirit on this morning, amen. And I really want to go ahead and release this word, amen. If you can with me, please turn your Bibles to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Again, I know some of you may be at work listening, or some of you may just be around the house and getting prepared for the work day, or just tuning in or listening. Amen. But if you can, if you like to study the Word of the Lord with me, go ahead and grab your Bibles. We're going to the first book of John, 1 John 4, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Amen. And the scriptures read, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Amen. Amen. We're going to get right on into the Word today. Amen. This morning, the Lord gave me a vision. Amen. And I saw ministry gifts. Amen. That have been presenting the Word of the Lord within the past years or so. Beginning to, it was like as if there was a baby sitting in a high chair. Amen. And they were giving this baby lots of meat. Amen. And the baby had teeth, and he attempted to chew, amen, but at times he would spit it out, and he would push it to the side, amen. And the Lord began to speak to me how many of our believers who even have been in church or who have attended ministries for years still haven't been mature enough or haven't matured enough to begin to grab hold of some of the meat of the Word, amen. And he began to minister to me about today's subject, and this is one of the reasons why I'm really going to take this subject, and I'm going to lay a foundation with this subject and really, really begin to bring it out. And as we begin to minister more into this subject, amen, I'm going to feed you just a little bit more to chew on and we're going to get a little bit deeper into the word. Amen. But today, we're just gonna kind of keep it basic, amen. And I pray that your eyes and your spirit is enlightened through the word of the Lord, amen. In 1 John 4:1-6, it explains as far as the word is concerned, is that you have to be in a position to try the spirits to see whether they are of God. You can always try the spirits whether they are of God. For this reason, you will be able to tell the truth. The true revelation and the true revelation that will come to you will always sanctify the heart. It will never have an if in it. When the devil, when the devil came to Jesus, he began to question him with an if. Amen. And I want to kind of discuss that on this morning. If you can, you might want to maybe leave a marker over in 1 John 4:1, because we're going to come back to that a little later. But flip your Bibles over to the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and we're gonna read a passage of scriptures here. We're going to discuss Jesus's time in the wilderness for just a minute. Amen. And that's, again, Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 3 through 11. Amen. And the scriptures read, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written, Again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Now, what's really interesting about this word, amen, this is a period in time when Jesus was beginning his ministry, that we find in the passage of scriptures how Satan came to tempt him. There was three specific times that Satan himself tried to tempt him. Amen. And one of the key words that we notice here is that he continued to use the word if. Now, a lot of times many believers who claim to be hearing from God, they might you might hear a voice in your head or in your thoughts that will speak patterns such as if might come to your thought pattern. And we see here in the scriptures that we just read in Matthew 4 how Satan himself came, and he was very cunning, because he tempted Jesus with his own word. Amen. And he constantly, Jesus constantly answered back at Satan with the word of God, even as Satan was trying to tempt him with the word of God. This is why you may have heard in some of the broadcasts that I've done how I explain how, you know, you have to be careful and not to build a foundation based off of one scripture. Amen. Satan knows the scriptures. He tried to tempt Jesus with his scriptures. Amen. So you have to be careful and know that you're not being tempted by scripture. Amen. Imagine being approached by someone and they tell you, and many people will get caught up in the cults like this. Amen. They tell you, if you drink this, you know, you'll be in paradise tonight, or anything like that. That was, there's no different than how Satan tried to tempt Jesus. And he said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Amen. Obviously, we think that, well, you know, maybe Jesus could have dashed himself down. I mean, he got control over the heavens, but I mean, that just would not have been right. That wouldn't have been of God. Amen. We know that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He was just as much of a man as we were, or we are. And if he had dashed himself off that stone and just threw himself off of a cliff, amen, he would have died a premature death. He would have never made it to the cross. He would have never fulfilled his purpose. So this is one of the reasons why we're going to get into the word a little bit. The Holy Spirit never comes with an if. The Holy Spirit is the divine orator of the Word of God. Let's look at the man in the tomb who was terribly afflicted with the evil powers. And you can read about that in the book of Mark, chapter 5. Amen. I won't go in there and read the scriptures today. Amen. But if you ever want to go back and study that, in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 2 to 15. Being bound with strong cords and chains by night and day, it did not hold him. There he was in the tomb, crying out and cutting himself with stones. And you'll find that in verse 5. Jesus came on the scene, and these evil powers caused the man to run. Oftentimes, people are controlled by evil powers or get possessed by devils claiming to have mystic powers or can hear voices from the dead. This is satanic and demonic, better known as a necromancer or necromancy. And you can read a little bit more about that in a little bit more detail if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 11 and 12. And man, there's some people out there now, they even have shows on TV that come on where these people communicate with the dead. Amen. You got loved ones that come and sit in the audience and they consort with this guy who appears to be psychic, and what he'll do is he's very accurate. What is so amazing about it, and I won't say his name, but he's very accurate, and he begins to communicate with evil spirits and more familiar spirits, because familiar spirits operate in the area of necromancy. And what they do is they speak to these evil spirits. These evil spirits reveal personal things about a person's life from someone who has died. You know, same thing happens. You know, I heard a story earlier this year, how a woman, and this is really recent, within the last few years, there was this woman who had this son who was serving in a war in Iraq, and there was reports that he had died, amen, and they never found his body. And what happened was they assumed that he was dead. They sent his mother her the information how he had passed away. They couldn't find a body, and long story short, this woman was missing her son so much, all of a sudden she would go to his room and she would sit there, she would cry, and she was missing him. And then suddenly appeared this ghost that appeared in the room. Amen. And this ghost had formed himself into the image of her son. And he would come and speak to her and say things that were very familiar to her that only her and her son could know. And she started to believe in this. And she would expect for this ghost to come around the same time, all the time. And what was happening was this ghost or this evil spirit was trying to get her to operate in divination. Amen. And then all of a sudden, she got a knock on the door, probably about a couple of months later, and it was her son knocking at the door. Amen. And she was so confused and so distraught after seeing her son. He had not died. Everything was untrue. He had been missing in action, or had become a prisoner of war, and he had been released. Amen. You have to be careful, because the enemy will play. He will play on your emotions. He will play on everything that you believe in, and he'll come against certain areas in your life and trick you into believing certain things. Amen. A ghost or somebody, or if any of you have ever heard somebody speaking or saying that they've seen a image of a person who has passed away, amen, demon spirits can cause themselves to form and to form themselves into human beings, amen, especially if that person, before they had died, had been totally possessed or overtaken by the devil, amen. God does drive them out from before thee, and you'll read that in Deuteronomy 18:11-12. The man in the cave had no power to get free, but these evil spirits were so troubled in the presence of Jesus, they cried out, "Have you come to torment us before our time?" Amen. A lot of times when you really get into the presence of the Holy Spirit, demons really can't stay. They'll tremble at the sight of the Holy Spirit or the sight of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He wants us to be so under his power, so controlled or so comforted and advocated by the filling of his Holy Spirit, that the power of authority in you will resent all evil. Amen. So it's very important. You know, I just happened to turn on the Word Network on yesterday and was listening to the live sermon for the Church of God of Christ convocation on yesterday. And one of the things that were said came in an expression of how, you know, there's one thing to be baptized, but then there's another thing to be baptized in by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's very important that every believer gets submerged or baptized into the presence of the Holy Ghost. This is an important lesson for believers because there are so many believers who are not on their guard. Amen. And we need the Holy Ghost to come in so that it can alert us, it can warn us, it can let us know. It'll send off a signal into our spirits to let us know when something is not right. You know, you might hear people in the world, and even on TV, they say, "I got a gut feeling." Amen. A gut feeling to a spiritual believer is nothing much more than just a unction of the Holy Ghost that'll come on you. Amen. Let's look at some impressions that you might hear about. You might hear people say, an impression coming from a desire to be something special can be very dangerous. Amen. Many times, people claiming to have heard, to have the Spirit of the Lord come upon them mightily, are deceived with impressions. This is usually due to hidden fear and a lack of confidence. The difference between the right and the wrong way to discern voices and thoughts come from knowing the Scriptures and having the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, here it is, another good important point. Amen. We definitely need the Holy Spirit, amen, to come in and to really overtake us. Now, the reason why I'm saying this now, I do plan to go a little deeper in some of the later lessons on this topic, amen, but I really, again, want to deal with the very basic part of this subject rather than to get into a deeper area of dealing with how to discern voices and testing spirits, amen. The number one thing is the Holy Spirit has wisdom and does not expect you to be foolish. And number two, the Holy Spirit has perfect insight into knowledge and wisdom, and truth, giving you balance. Amen. So we have to understand some of the functions of the Holy Ghost when the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Fear cannot be present, and being afraid and lacking confidence will usually result into error or fleshly thoughts rather than a true prophetic unction from the Holy Ghost. Amen. So a lot of times the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and a sound mind. Amen. And when there's a spirit of fear present, you should never have to be in a position where you feel like, you know, when you've heard from God, you have to go question it with somebody else. You should be sure in your spirit that you heard from God. You should have a peace that has come over you once you have heard from the Spirit of God, has spoken to you. A lot of times people say, well, how do you know God spoke to you? You know, for me personally, and you know, and I've heard many other leaders and other believers who have stated how the Holy Spirit speaks to them. You know, God speaks to me, and, you know, and I hear him sometimes. I can hear him in an audible voice, whereas when I may be ministering the word of the Lord, God may speak to me audibly in my right ear. I may really hear the voice of God. It may not certainly sound like this heavenly being that's coming from heaven. It may certainly sound like my own voice. But then there's times when I hear God speak to me within my subconscious or my inner man, and I feel the unction that rises up from the Holy Ghost inside of me. It almost like it springs forth like a well of water that gushes forth. The Bible tells us that out of our belly flows a river of living water, you know, when we're thirsting for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And sometimes the voice of God will spring up from on the inside, and it's such a calm, still voice that comes. And 9 times out of 10, when God speaks to you, it's definitely going to line up with his word. God's not going to say anything contrary to the word that he's already written in his holy scriptures. And that's one very key point. And also, there's going to be peace. Again, there's going to be such an awesome peace that's going to come on that word that God's spoken to you. Even in a prophetic word, whether receiving a prophetic word or giving a prophetic word, there's oftentimes a prophetic word is spoken out of comfort, out of edification and exhortation. The Bible says when a prophecy is given for comfort, edification, and exhortation. Amen. So we know that when the word of God is spoken through a prophetic word, there's peace that comes, and we can recognize it. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to be filled with divine equipping. Never allow your desires or thoughts to burn on the inside of you more than the Holy Ghost. It must all be from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A lot of times, many of us, because we have strong desires, amen, and we talked about how a lot of Christians or believers get caught up in that cycle. And this is one of the ways that they begin. It's one of the errors is it comes from people who get caught up in hearing false prophecies or listening to voices that are not of God. Amen. And desires, your desires and being deceived by the enemy can cause confusion to come to your mind. So you have to be careful. Even for many believers, you can desire so much to want a word from God. You have to be careful. You know, there's some people that I know run from meeting to meeting. Every time a prophet comes to town, they run in from meeting to meeting. And these prophets start speaking to you, and then they tell you, well, the Lord told me to tell you give $100. You beat and gave $100 over here, $200 over there, $400 over here, and before you know it, you're broke, you're confused, you're messed up, because you've been listening to all of these different voices, you know, and all these different prophets telling you all these different things. You know, you have to be in a position where you know that you're hearing, from God, and know that it is the Holy Ghost that is giving you divine, he's divinely equipped you to be in a position to hear His voice. Excuse me. Let's see how the Holy Spirit versus deceptive voices here. Amen. We got about 29 minutes again remaining here. Lots of people have gone astray due to foolish prophecy, and lots of people are foolish enough to believe that they have tongues and interpretations and that they can be told what they should do. This is altogether outside the plan of God and bordering on blasphemy. Amen. There's two scriptures that I want to go to here again this morning. Again, flip your Bibles back over to 1 John chapter 4. Amen. And we're going to look at these scriptures again. 1 John chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, it reads, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world." Amen. One of the things that I learned before I even go off into go into the next scripture is that, you know, and the Holy Spirit just reminded me, a lot of times, if any of you who study and work on deliverance teams or work the altar for deliverance, amen. A lot of times when you're working deliverance and you've been casting out devils, sometimes what's good is good to ask the person that is being delivered, you know, can they confess Jesus Christ? You know, can they say that Jesus Christ is Lord? You know, when you're working the altar, and that's just a quick tip, and that's for anybody that's desiring deliverance. You know, can you confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? Can you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? You know, that's very important, very key when doing deliverance. Amen. You know, and I did talk about how whether or not Christians can have a devil in one of the programs on last week. And I think it's important that Christians get a better understanding on deliverance and demonic activity. Amen. Because obviously, in order to be listening to voices and spirits and claiming to have heard from God, you gotta be a believer. And a lot of times it is mostly the believers who get caught up in that kookiness and claim that they're hearing a word from God. Amen. Again, let's flip over to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I want to read that scripture. And that's 2 Corinthians again. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. And getting flipping here. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. Amen. Then the scriptures reads, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." Now, the first scripture tells us how to deal with power that is not of God but is satanic. The second scripture reveals that we have within us a secure position in God so that we may have the communion of the Holy Spirit, who has all the latest plans, thoughts, and language from heaven. Amen. And that's really important. You know, we have to know that we're in communion with Christ. One of the best ways to know that you're not getting caught up in kookiness is to get yourself in a place of worship. Lay before the Lord. You know, have a desire to hear from God only. You know, don't be deceived. You know, get in some prayer. Worship the Lord. Lay on your face. Don't just wait till Sunday when the choir get up and they start singing or your praise and worship team, and that be the only time that you experience an intimate moment with our Lord. Get in your own place of praise and worship. Find yourself at home getting on your face and praying and laying before the Lord and crying out to God and seeking his face. Amen. The Bible tells us, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. A lot of times we seek the kingdom, but we don't seek the righteousness. Amen. You can't seek the kingdom without the righteousness, and you can't have the righteousness without the kingdom. Amen. So you got to have both together. And then the scripture tells us, and he add all the other things that we need unto us. Amen. God knows what we need. He knows what we desire. He knows what he wants to do with us. Amen. So it's important for us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. Amen. And we got to learn how to trust him. We have to learn how to trust the voice of God. Amen. A lot of times the Holy Ghost will give you an unction on the inside and in your spirit, and he'll begin to speak to you and let you know when something ain't right. Like we were saying earlier, he'll let you know. He'll give you a warning. You know, some of us, you know, you may not have the anointing or the gifting ministry of a prophet on your life, amen. But the Holy Ghost will guide you and direct you, and he'll advocate for you and comfort you in all things, amen. I'm reminded of a scripture in the book of Proverbs. Again, you know, Proverbs is one of my favorite books. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, it reads, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. It's important that we learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to come on us and to direct us. Amen. You fall into confusion when you should know you in confusion when you got to go ask somebody whether or not God spoke to you or not and told you what thus said the Lord. Amen. And if you got to figure out, well, you know, God told me I need to go to St. Louis and preach. You think I should go over there, pastor or apostle? You think I should go over there? When you got to do that, you know, you don't need to go. Amen. Especially when you need the very thing you need to do is you need to preach at your own home first. You need to take care of your own house before you try to go somewhere else and preach. Amen. God not gonna send you somewhere and you haven't preached in Jerusalem first. Amen. You need to take care of your own house first. Amen. The Holy Spirit speaks everything once or concerning Jesus. This is the power of his communication. Let's flip to another scripture. Let's go to the book of John. The book of John, chapter 14. Amen. The book of John, chapter 14. Amen. You know, I like to flip around in the scriptures. Amen. And I feel led to speak a word of knowledge again on today and open up the lines. Amen. And pray. Amen. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. Amen. It reads, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. I like that scripture again. I'm going to have to read it again. Some of y'all didn't get that. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. You know what's so exciting about that scripture? Amen. And this is no disrespect. I don't knock anybody who has a degree in theology or who has attended seminary school. I like how Pastor David Paul calls it cemetery school. Amen. But people who have attended various religious universities, amen, and who have attained degrees, and you know, some people had to do what they had to do in order to get where they're at. Amen. And I don't knock that at all. Amen. But then there are those, amen, that have been diligent in God's word, who have studied the scriptures, who have been anointed, and who have been chosen by God, amen, that God will put his word in his in their spirit, amen. And just like the scripture says here, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, in Jesus' name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. You can't beat that all things in the scriptures. Amen. When Christ quotes all things, he means all things. Amen. So you can't beat that. The Spirit of God will teach you. He will bring you to remembrance of all things. Amen. 1 John 2:27 reads, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." Amen. The scriptures is very clear. This is why I say you got to let scripture will confirm scripture. Amen. Some scriptures will confirm each other more than twice, three, four times. Amen. And we see here that the Holy Ghost will teach us. He will guide us through all truth. He will tell us no lie. He will comfort us, and he will teach us all things. Amen. That's exciting to know that. Amen. It is very interesting and very awesome to know that when the Holy Ghost comes on you, not only do you receive power from on high, amen, but you also are in a position to be taught all things from the Holy Ghost. Sometimes men can't teach you, amen. The Bible tells us how can we hear the word unless a preacher preach, amen. It talks about the preacher preaching to us, amen. But when a preacher preaches, he's preaching the word. I mean, he's proclaiming the good news of the gospel, amen. But the teacher, when the teacher steps on the scene, I mean, we know we have an anointing, a ministry gift of the teacher anointing, amen. The teacher teaches under revelation from God, amen. They teach in an area where they bring the scriptures to life, amen, and impart truth and knowledge to you, where you're able to receive a level of the anointing to take you to your next dimension in Christ. Amen. And it opens up the understanding of something that the Holy Ghost has already taught you. Amen. So you're really not learning much, too much new when you're being taught even from God's anointed ministry gifts. Amen. What's happening is you're being confirmed in your spirit. Amen. Many people have been misled from hearing voices, and it has put them in stressful situations. These voices have caused tremendous issues in your lives and led many into confusion and trouble. This is because you did not judge the voices. Amen. If a person comes and says he has a special prophecy that God has given him for you, you have as much right to ask God for that prophecy as they had to give it to you, and you have as much right to judge that prophecy according to the word of God. This is a must. There are people going about pretending to be tremendous people, and they are sending people nearly off their wits' end because they believe these false prophecies, which never are of God, but are of the devil. Amen. I've seen so many times in the time of ministry. I mean, I've been in ministry since 93. Amen. And I've seen so many people over the years who have experienced from different and various ministry gifts, not certainly just in our area, but even around the country, who have someone has spoken a prophetic word to them and have and they believe that word. And these people got so caught up in the prophetic, I mean, they were more after the prophetic word than more after Jesus. Amen. There's somebody listening to me today, amen, under the sound of my voice, whether you're live or whether you're in the archive, amen, and you are one of those ones, amen, that has experienced what I'm teaching on today. Amen. And I really hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me, this word of knowledge. Amen. You're one of those ones who have heard a prophetic word from someone, and you sat around and you waited for that word to be fulfilled, amen, and you almost started to believe in it, and it caused a stressful event in your life. It really caused confusion in your life. It hindered you from receiving some of the other blessings that God has for you. I want you to know today that God is saying all you need to do is just renounce that prophetic word, reject that prophetic word that was spoken over your life, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord in your life, amen, and begin to believe God again. God says, I'm going to take you back up into the place where you were. Amen. I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to restore you. And I'm going to move you into the place where I am. And where I am, I shall abide in you. And begin to worship the Lord. Amen. And begin to cry out to God and begin to seek his face again, just as you sought his face in the time past. And God says, as I'm restoring you, I'm going to fill you up. I'm going to put a seal of protection around you. Amen. And those who have spoken ill words against you, those evil words that has been spoken against you, and those words that have even been written against you, amen. God says he's going to release judgment in that area of those people who have spoken a false prophetic word over your life, amen. And God is going to send true men and women of God in the next few months to continue to restore you and to speak a true prophetic word in your life, and it's going to take you to your next dimension and bring you into your place and set you in your place where God is going to again reveal to you his divine purpose and his calling for your life. Amen. We thank you for that word that has been released. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the difference between those who are being led by the Holy Spirit and those who are being deceived by Satan is joy, gladness, and of a good countenance. Amen. Instead of sadness, sorrow, and depression. It is the Holy Spirit who gives light when Jesus comes in with joy and lifts you up. Demonic or satanic power begins to rule when there is weariness and tragedy. You are always right to test the spirits. If you do not do this, then you will be sure to be caught napping. Amen. I remember speaking with Prophetess Janita Sykes on one evening, and we were talking about how a lot of believers are sleeping. Amen. As a result of spiritually sleeping, amen, the Bible talks about how the enemy will come and rob you and cause you to go into poverty. Amen. And you have to be careful and know that you're not being robbed of your blessings. Amen. I believe that we're living in a time, amen, where, as the scripture says, that everything that Satan has taken from us, everything that the canker worm and the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the locust have eaten, amen, God is getting ready to begin to restore back into his people that Satan has taken, and whatever he has caused in your life to hinder you from getting your blessing. Amen. And many of the believers need to know that even when you're being blessed, know that when God is blessing you, amen, and you receive your blessing, you still need to come against backlash and retaliation. The enemy ain't giving no place to anything that you're accomplishing in your life. Amen. Especially if you've been handpicked and chosen by God. Amen. You have to know that you are in a position to receive from God, and you know that when you're in a position to receive from God, that the enemy is waiting to try to snatch it back from you. Amen. Once God gives it to you, is yours. Amen. And it was left up to you to keep it. And you need to learn how to put a hedge of protection around that which God has blessed you with, and learn how to bind and loose. You got the keys. Amen. God has given us the keys. Amen. Learn how to combat against the enemy. Amen. I thank God for Evangelist Martin, who done such an awesome series on spiritual warfare. Amen. I still continue to recommend that program for any of the listeners to go back and listen to her at Fresh Manna Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. That was such an awesome program. Amen. And we also did a series on Perilous Times Fulfilled, Part 1 and 2. Amen. And I talked about the cycle of the believers. Some of what we discussed today is part of what a believer experience in a cycle. Amen. From the desire to the deceit and the disobedience. Amen. Sometimes people can speak a prophetic word to you that will cause you to get into disobedience. So you need to be very careful and know that you're hearing from God. Check the fruits. I tell people all the time, check the fruits. See if that person that spoke that word to you, were they meek? Were they kind? Were they loving? Were they long-suffering? Amen. People don't, a lot of people nowadays, many believers don't want to experience long-suffering. People don't want to pay the cost for the anointing anymore. Some people think just because they spoke one prophetic word and people were blessed, that now they're such a great prophet and they're able to speak all these prophetic words over people's lives, and all they're doing, instead of prophesying, they're prophesying. Amen. Amen. So we have to be careful. You know, you just can't go around just because you had an experience. Amen. There's so many different types of prophetic words that can be spoken. Amen. You can speak a prophetic word over somebody's life and really mess them up. Amen. And I really say this especially, you know, I find this more so for women than for men. Amen. Women that get on the phone and they pray and you know, this is one of the reasons why we did the series on the gatekeepers. Amen. We had the prophetess to come on and I believe it was our fourth segment in the fourth part. Amen. In that fourth part, we talked with the prophetess and how, you know, women who have prayer and prophetic ministries need to make sure that they're covered. Amen. I remember a time when attending Apostle Eckhart's church and he was testifying how there was a prayer group that was a part of his church. Amen. And this prayer group, they got so caught up praying, amen, and thought they had got this deep revelation where the Lord told them to take off their clothes and that would make them be closer to God. Amen. That's not God. Amen. You got to be careful. That's just kookiness. That's crazy. You can't just be that is not a revelation from God, you know, to take off your clothes in the middle of prayer. Amen. He was saying how her husband had walked in the room and saw them praying, and they didn't have any clothes on, and he was trying to figure out what in the world was going on. Amen. Even there was another time, amen, that I heard of an incident where a pastor had to attend court with his wife. Amen. His wife was a member of his church. Amen. And she was divorcing her husband. And he was really divorcing his husband because her husband was allowing a divorce because his wife was going crazy. Amen. She was speaking in tongues and prophesying to him all this doom and gloom and telling him if he didn't get saved, if he didn't do right, this, that, and the other, and always telling him what pastor said. What pastor said this and pastor said that. You should listen to pastor. Hey man, you'll mess up a relationship with your spouse if you get caught up in that kookiness because you think you heard from God. You have to be very careful. You have to be sensitive to the Spirit of God that is on your life. Hey man, this woman was up in court. Amen. And this man said that she was throwing things at him, speaking in tongues. Hey man, that's not God. What, are you cussing them out in tongues now? Come on, people can do some crazy stuff when it comes to the things of God, amen. Especially if you haven't been properly discipled, if you haven't been you haven't been properly covered, and you get caught up in all of that kookiness. And of course, this same thing, you know, I won't delve into it as deep, amen. But we have discussed it before, you know. Many a times when there's this type of confusion, when there's this type of voices that are going on, you start dealing with the inner areas of controlling spirits, familiar spirits, amen. You're dealing with the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab, amen. You're dealing with witchcraft, amen. There's so many different things that you're dealing with when it comes to dealing with this particular subject. So we thank God for this lesson today. Amen. Amen. I still feel in my spirit there's another caller, there's another listener on there. I see a couple of guests in the room. If you're more than welcome to call in. I really feel led of the Lord to really release a prophetic word again on today. Amen. The prophetic anointing has been on me so strong in the last couple of days, amen. So, if you feel led to call in, amen. But otherwise, we really thank God for you for logging into Kingdom Voices on this morning, amen. We're so grateful for the many listeners that continue to listen to us faithfully. Each and every segment, amen, and even for the ones in the archive, amen. God has really been blessing us with the topics that he's been giving us, amen. And I just actually added some more segments last night as the Holy Spirit was ministering to me on some things that he wants me to really hit and touch on, amen. But I always leave it open for him to intervene, and if God wants to take over, amen, he's more than welcome to. The Bible tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, amen. So we allow the Holy Spirit free course, amen. But I always believe in also and being organized and prepared and ready to be ready to minister the word, amen. So again, we thank God. We got about 5 minutes remaining. I'm still waiting on that guest to call in, amen. God really wants to release His word, amen. And we just again thank God for you, amen. For tuning in again with us on today, amen. I'm just going to play this track and continue to speak, amen. As this track is playing, amen. And again, like I said, you're welcome to call in this morning, and we're going to believe God for a powerful word to be spoken over your life, amen. Thank God for Evangelist Martin down in the chat room, amen. I believe I saw my good friend Jay Strickland. I see you down there, amen. I've been praying for you, amen. Amen. God is going to do some great and awesome things with you in your life. I'm still waiting on their testimony, too, amen. I know that the enemy has brought distractions, amen, and he has often done so in time past, amen. But God says this is the time where he's pruning you, amen. There's a pruning process that is happening in your life, and God is beginning to break certain things off of you, amen, so that he can develop a stronger character in you. And once he has completed the job, amen, you're going to know that you have been fashioned and formed by the potter himself, amen. And God says even in the area of I'm hearing him say some things that's been happening in your home. I'm not sure what the situation is exactly. God says he's in that, amen. He's allowing it. Amen. It's come to make you. It's come to mold you. Amen. What he's trying to do is he's trying to cause you to come and get into his presence. Amen. Some of the things that are happening, God wants to reveal them to you. He wants to give you revelation and wants to give you knowledge and wisdom concerning those things that are happening, even in the midst of the situations that are going on in your life. Amen. Many times you say, well, God, please deliver me from this. God said he will deliver you, amen, but he's waiting for you to come and to receive from him so that he can equip you to come through and to come out of that situation. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we got about 3 minutes remaining, and again, I'm waiting for that guest to call in. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, we got about 2 minutes remaining. Amen. And I'll go ahead and I'll play this song quietly, And this is so important. I want every believer listening on today to know that there is no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we're going to believe God, and we're going to love him, and we're going to lift him up, and know that this is a season for us to get into a place of worship and to lay before the Lord and to begin to discern the times and the things that are going on around us. There's so many things that are happening around our nation, even as we speak. You know, the East Coast is experiencing droughts and floods in the South, and we have storms and irregular weather here in the Midwest. And, you know, and the West Coast has just experienced such a attack on the enemy through the fires and the earthquakes. Amen. Amen. This is the time where God wants us to come in his presence and begin to receive his assignment that he has for us, and to begin to receive a deposit into our spirit that will take us to the next level. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another Blog Talk Radio segment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I pray right now, Father, that your hand begins to touch each and every listener, Father, that is listening to the program on today, Father, and that you bless them and that you keep them and that you cover them with your blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your angels, Father, go and minister to them, Father, and keep them and protect them, oh God. Let your word come to life, Father, in their spirits, Father. Let your spirit begin to bubble up on the inside of them, Father, and flow out of them like rivers of living water. And we thank you for the release of the prophetic words that have gone forth right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you to all the listeners out there.
Although they've said, never trap, I want you to know it.